12. Pattern and Form, Mind Dominance. The evolution of mechanisms implies and indicates the concealed presence and dominance of creative mind. The ability of the mortal intellect to conceive, design, and create automatic mechanisms demonstrates the superior creative and purposive qualities of man's mind as the dominant influence on the planet. Mind always reaches out towards 1. Creation of material mechanisms. 2. Discovery of hidden mysteries. 3. Exploration of remote situations. 4. Formulation of mental systems. 5. Attainment of wisdom goals. 6. Achievement of spirit levels. 7. The accomplishment of divine destinies, supreme, ultimate, and absolute. Mind is always creative. The mind endowment of an individual animal, mortal, Maranchan, spirit ascender, or finality attainer is always competent to produce a suitable and serviceable body for the living creature identity. But the presence phenomenon of a personality or the pattern of an identity, as such, is not a manifestation of energy, either physical, mindal, or spiritual. The personality form is the pattern aspect of a living being. It connotes the arrangement of energies, and this, plus life and motion, is the mechanism of creature existence. Even spirit beings have forms, and these spirit forms, patterns, are real. Even the highest type of spirit personalities have forms, personality presences in every sense analogous to your intramortal bodies. Nearly all beings encountered in the 7 superuniverses are possessed of forms, but there are a few exceptions to this general rule. Thought adjusters appear to be without form until after fusion with the surviving souls of their mortal associates. Solitary messengers, inspired Trinity spirits, personal aids of the Infinite Spirit, gravity messengers, transcendental recorders, and certain others are also without discoverable form. But these are typical of the exceptional few. The great majority have bona fide personality forms, forms which are individually characteristic, and which are recognizable and personally distinguishable. The liaison of the cosmic mind and the ministry of the adjutant mind spirits evolve a suitable physical tabernacle for the evolving human being. Likewise, does the Maranchan mind individualize the Maranchan form for all mortal survivors. As the mortal body is personal and characteristic for every human being, so will the Maranchan form be highly individual and adequately characteristic of the creative mind which dominates it. No two Maranchan forms are any more alike than any two human bodies. The Maranchan power supervisor, sponsor, and the attending seraphim provide the undifferentiated Maranchan material wherewith the Maranchan life can begin its work. And after the Maranchan life, it will be found that spirit forms are equally diverse, personal, and characteristic of their respective spirit mind and dwellers. On a material world, you think of a body as having a spirit, but we regard the spirit as having a body. The material eyes are truly the windows of the spirit-born soul. The spirit is the architect, the mind is the builder, the body is the material building. Physical, spiritual, and mindal energies, as such, and in their pure states, do not fully interact as actuals of the phenomenal universes. On Paradise, the three energies are coordinate, in Havona, coordinated, while in the universe levels of finite activities, there must be encountered all ranges of material, mindal, and spiritual dominance. In non-personal situations of time and space, physical energy seems to predominate, but it also appears that the more nearly spirit-mind function approaches divinity of purpose and supremacy of action, the more nearly does the spirit phase become dominant. That on the ultimate level, spirit-mind may become all but completely dominant. On the absolute level, spirit certainly is dominant. And from there on out through the realms of time and space, wherever a divine spirit reality is present, whenever a real spirit-mind is functioning, there always tends to be produced a material or physical counterpart of that spirit reality. The spirit is the creative reality. The physical counterpart is the time-space reflection of the spirit reality, the physical repercussion of the creative action of spirit-mind. Mind universally dominates matter, even as it is in turn responsive to the ultimate over-control of spirit. And with mortal man, only that mind which freely submits itself to the spirit direction can hope to survive the mortal time-space existence as an immortal child of the eternal spirit world of the Supreme, the Ultimate, and the Absolute, the Infinite. Presented by a mighty messenger on duty in Nebadon, and by request of Gabriel.